We've got Kate joining us in the studio today. Kate, how are you doing?
I'm good. I've been so excited to be on New Music Monday. I have been in the music department for like 3 years now and just never been on New Music Monday.
What?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I had a class last semester during it, so I guess that was it.
Well, we are so grateful to have you. So what album did you review?
I did Scarlet by Doja Cat.
Ooh. Okay, so thoughts?
She fell off. Like, I was on air as DJ Catcall, or DJ Cat. I'm now Catcall because DJ Cat, if you said it fast enough, sounded like Doja Cat. I did the Planet Her album like 2 years ago, and she just fell off with this album. Like, I genuinely think that Amala and Hot Pink are some of the greatest albums, like, of the time. Like, Hot Pink is one of the greatest albums of the decade, for sure. And this one just totally fell off for the most part. I think some of the production on these songs, like Paint the Town Red, Gun, and Often, were good production, kind of bringing back those Amala vibes. I really liked those songs. But it just was not good. I think she should have had features. And a lot of her rapping is just like unserious, like cringy and dated lines.
Ooh.
Like, especially in Demons, like, she's just saying nonsense in a lot of trendy terms, but really dated ones. Like, when Lana Del Rey does her kind of like she has always her lines about like smoking her jewel or something. It kind of works for Lana Del Rey's vibe. Like,
right.
Yeah, jewels are going to become dated. But just with Doja Cat, like, it really dates the song, and it dates it, like, 3 months ago. And the album just came out, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yikes. I haven't got a full listen to it yet. I think I've only heard, like, Paint the Town Red and Attention. I know both of those are pretty good, but what were your favorite songs?
My favorite songs were definitely the ones I just mentioned, like, Paint the Town Red, Gun, Often. I just thought they were actually really good. I'm always singing Paint the Town Red. So I'm glad that Doja Cat can get songs stuck back in her heads.
Kate, did you have any other standout moments from that album?
You know, what else did I have that stood out? I think track 3 and track 4, I cannot say their names on air, but they sound like they could have. I was kept referencing them all, thinking how good that album was. And like, the production was really good. I think she has a really good producer. I think she just needs to work with a lyricist and change in those lyrics. And she should have done a feature. Like, her and SZA with Kiss Me More. Like, that is such a good song. Like,
oh, I love that one.
She needs to get some features. Like, she's a good artist. And this album was really about proving herself as a rapper. And I think she did the exact opposite of that. She really wanted, according to some research I did, like, she really wanted to prove herself as a rapper. But it sounds really bad.
Yeah,
she should have had some features and had some help and then proven herself that way.
For sure. And I saw she was actually going on tour with Ice Spice and Dochi. I feel like that'd be actually a really good show.
I know. It actually would. See, if she's going on tour with Ice Spice, why don't she do a feature with Ice Spice on this album?
I know.
I love Ice Spice.
Yeah, and Dochi too. I know she has that song What It Is right now that is extremely popular.
Why didn't they all do a feature? If they're going on tour together, come on.
That would be so good. Liz, what did you think of this song?
I'm not the biggest Doja Cat fan, so I'm just, you know, I'm listening. I'm listening.
It's definitely a song. It's definitely heard.
I just don't think Doja Cat's for me. I've really never listened to her. It's just, I could do without her.
Yeah,
so.
I love Doja Cat, actually. I saw her at Jingle Ball a couple years ago, and she put on a great performance.
So jealous. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was supposed to see her in 2020, like, at a small, like, Chicago venue. Like, this was right as she was blowing up and COVID happened. And it was so sad. Like, yeah, I've been a fan of Doja Cat for a really long time, Logan.
Yeah.
I'm an OG fan. Which is also why I'm trying to, like, all of her controversies always and, like, this album, I'm trying to just push through so I can, like, stay a fan the whole time.
Yeah.
But it is really hard. Like, every time she's turning on Twitter, it's like,
I feel like she doesn't have very good press going on around her right now, which makes it really hard to enjoy her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, thank you again, Kate, so much for coming on New Music Monday. It was an amazing first time on the show.